Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
That is What's the Deal. I'll tell you what, I was given a firm tap on the shoulder earlier that I've been saying it all wrong, Sando, showing my age.
Really?
What's the deal, 28 days. Now, that ad break did nothing to to find clarity on this. In fact, it's made it worse. I've just about gone cross-eyed, so heaven knows what they're doing behind the scenes with this one, because they're two big players that are going to be very handsomely paid, each on seven-year contracts at Richmond. So it doesn't take a rocket
science. Is that right? Is that a fact? They've been offered 7 year contracts.
7 year contracts, the two of them.
Wow.
They are big deals. So GWS don't want to lose them. Well, they certainly don't want to lose Hopper, whose contract that makes it a little bit trickier. So how do they make it happen? Is Jack Graham involved? The compensation pick? Evan Soldo potentially involved as well? So as things sit, Richmond have 12, 19, 30, and 84. Things are never going to be straightforward here. There's going to be picks coming back the other way. But are you preferring to look at these two as a duo, or can we separate them for the purposes of what's the deal?
Let's try as a duo.
As a collective.
As a pair first.
Bulk buy.
But I'd love the input from our listeners as well. I'd love this text machine to light up with...
It hasn't.
With their thoughts after we give ours.
That's right. That's when they come for us.
Because I think we can make this really simple. Let's call it a duo.
I'm all ears.
Taranto and Hopper.
Yeah.
Richmond then have to give up pick 12.
Yes.
Pick 30.
Yes.
And the compensation pick that they receive for Carl Amon, which is pick 27. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, effectively 12, 27, and 30.
So, hang on. We're assuming here then that Jack Graham's going to Port Adelaide.
Yeah, sorry. So, Jack Graham has to go to Port Adelaide first.
Okay. Are we happy with that? Jack Graham with pick 27, folks. 0419187323. Probably not, and maybe there would need to be a sweetener along the lines. But let's say, for argument's sake, the centrepiece of Jack Graham going to Port Adelaide.
So let's get that deal done first if you're Richmond.
Okay. Who knows where that leaves Junior Rioli, but that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. Figure yourself out, Junior.
Yeah, okay. Right. So Jack Graham leaves Richmond and we get back pick 27. We get the compensation pick for Carl Amon as well.
So it's 12, 30 and 27?
Yes. Is that enough? The Giants go, yep, we're happy with that.
No, I don't reckon.
For Taranto and Hopper.
I don't think so.
So who's not happy? The Giants.
I don't think the Giants are happy.
Yeah.
So the Giants are on the record, Jason McCartney, saying we want two first rounders for Taranto, right? That's just what they're on the record saying.
Well, maybe it's 12 and a future first rounder.
Yeah, could be. For Taranto.
12 and a future first rounder for Taranto.
And what satisfies them for Hopper? Is it 19 and something back?
Well, we haven't mentioned 19, but yeah, you got, so it's 19, 27 and 30. We're going cross-eyed. Our listeners must be crunching all these numbers as well. But it's a tough one. And
GWS have got a lot of picks, though, which helps also.
Yep.
And shuffle some back the other way. I mentioned Evan Soldo off the top. Have no idea his willingness or otherwise to go to GWS. Well, but they're after a ruckman.
The Giants do need some tools. They need power forwards and they need a ruck. But yeah, that's the hard thing. That's what these two clubs will be spending hours and hours and hours on, and crunching the numbers. Yeah. And then you're going to have those conversations with players. You just mentioned Soldo, which he's probably just sitting back on holidays now, and he's dropped his margarita, thinking, I'm about to be traded. But
I wish I had a margarita. Yeah, off the text though, Richmond need a minimum three first round draft picks with nothing coming back. So that's the first sort of flag in the ground as far as the text machine goes. So that is your 12 and 19 as they have them at the moment. Maybe a future gets thrown in there as well to get those two in.
Well, we talked off air, and because Port Adelaide's first pick is pick 8, that wouldn't get it done for Jack Graham, right?
I think that's over the top.
Yeah. I mean, he's a two-time premiership player.
He is. He's 24 years of age. He's a very good player.
Yeah.
But pick 8 seems high, to be honest. Okay. Unless something else comes back from Port Adelaide. But at the moment, they've only got 8 and 53. So they've got some work to do. They've got Junior Rioli trying to get in as well. There's going to be a lot, I think we said at the start of the week, a lot of pick swaps and a lot of pick shuffling this year to make these things happen as much as anything. Although Jack Graham, this is off the text as well, Sando, although Jack Graham to Port for 27 doesn't seem ideal, Richmond are going to have to give up a lot to get the two GWS boys in. Yep. Whatever Richmond do, they'll need to leave some coin in the bank too, because Shea Bolton comes out of contract at the end of next year. And I just had a text here when it comes to Isaac Rankin, just going back a bit, because someone said for that money to be justified, maybe he needs to turn into Adelaide's version of Shea Bolton.
Yeah, that's right. And we had that discussion yesterday as well on air about the evolution of Isaac Rankin. Can he become that Shea Bolton type? He can. He's definitely got the talent. He was playing senior football in the SANFL at the age of 16 and playing very well for West Adelaide. So, yeah, he's an exciting player. He needs to step up and become an A-grade midfielder for that sort of contract. One of the callers said $5 million over 4 years. It's good money, isn't it?
It's very good money. It's very good money. That blindsided's a bit strong, but it certainly shocked when the trade request came through for the Suns because they thought they were on a winner there. He bought a house up there. He was otherwise settled there, and everyone else had recommitted at Gold Coast. Sort of came, the offer was just so good from Adelaide that he could not say no. So he's going home to play his football next year, subject to that trade. That one looks easy compared to this one. What's the deal?
Sam, so it's really clear. You be the Giants and I'll be Richmond.
Okay.
And just see if it seems fair, right? So you're the Giants. You've got Taranto and Hopper. Mm. If I'm Richmond and I give you a call and I say, okay, I'm going to take Taranto and Hopper off your hands, and what's your first reaction if I say 12, 27 and 30?
No, I hate it.
Yeah. And that's how these negotiations start.
Yeah. I'm saying I want your 12, I want your 19, and I want your future first as well.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so now we're starting to talk. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind a bit of a Van Soldo on the side as well.
Yeah, and see that's the thing too, because when it's easy to give up the future. You say, okay, next year's let's worry about it then.
Yeah.
Next year's future first rounder.
Which, if we're bullish on Richmond, well, again, won't be a pointy end pick. Yeah. It could be late.
It could be late. Exactly right. But also too, we need to speak to our recruiters. Get our recruiters on a Zoom meeting. We need to know what's in next year's draft. Is there a Nick Dacos? Is there a Will Ashcroft?
Yeah.
You know. Is there someone in that sort of top 10 that, you know, might be able to fall out that around that first pick? Because sometimes you miss out on the best next talent coming through because you do commit to a 7 years of Taranto or 7 years to Hopper.
Mm.
But I've said it all this week, Sam. Every year there are 40 gun AFL players at the age of 18 out in Australia. You just got to go find them and pick them.
Yeah, you don't subscribe to that.
No, there's 40 guns, I guarantee it.
Well, you would know. I tip my lid to you. If you're saying that, I believe it. Simon's texting, if the Cats can't get Ollie Henry and the Tigers can't satisfy the Giants for Hopper, keep an eye on potential Cats and Hopper deal. That's from Simon. I reckon a fair bit of water has gone under the bridge since this one, Simon, but you're absolutely right. Geelong for a time were red hot for Jacob Hopper. They just got priced out in the end. They could not compete with that 7-year deal that Richmond had put forward. They would have liked him. They would have liked Brody Grundy as well, the Cats. But it looks as though both of those ships are sailed. But we never say never, albeit the Cats have got a lot going on elsewhere at the moment. This is coming through as well. What's the deal, style Sando? 12 and next year's first for Taranto. 19 and the compo pick for Graham and Soldo for Hopper. So
the compo pick we think is going to be about 27. So 19 and 27 for Graham and Soldo, yeah.
So 12 and next year's first for Taranto. Don't mind that.
I don't mind that.
19 and 27 and Soldo for Hopper. So that's a pretty big deal if you're the Giants, isn't it? So you're getting two first rounders and pick 19 and 27 and Soldo for losing your two prime midfielders.
Yeah, well, now we're starting to talk. It's good.
Yeah.
So the conversation's... That's the thing, because you have to imagine, Sam, your phone as the list manager is ringing from other clubs. You know, I'm on the phone to you. I'm Richmond, you're Giants. And we're on the phone, but I'm getting phone calls from West Coast about something else and Carlton about something else. So all these picks and future picks and...
It's brain-bending.
Yeah. Oh, it's a crazy time of year for these list managers. They do a great job.
When you were involved at club level, did you just say, keep that stuff away from me, or were you interested by it?
No, I was heavily invested, yeah, but And, you know, you have a big whiteboard that's like four or five times the size of a normal whiteboard you get at school. And there's arrows and texter marks going everywhere. There's the player magnets' names and movements. And, so it's good fun. Like, and if you love footy, and a lot of our listeners obviously are really passionate about this, you get completely lost in it, but to the point where you'll be laying in bed asleep and then – almost in your dream, an idea will come. Like, I bet you that happens this weekend for you, Sam. You'll think, I know what'll get that Taranto and Hopper deal done. I better ring Sando now. You know, so then, Sunday your phone will ring and away you go. You'll start the calls again.
Gee, those whiteboards. And they might have like 50 or 60 names on them. Names that don't ever come to fruition. Yeah. Yep. Gee, that's trade radio.
Well, the other thing too, Sam, is you've got to have the like next year's unrestricted free agents and you've got to have the year after's unrestricted. So sides would have teams would have been planning for this Dugowie moment for you know, 2 years. They would have known that he was coming out of contract and all that, you know. So clubs are well positioned and they have people employed full time to do what we're doing for 2 hours. They do that full time. Crazy.
It is.